Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Perez moves to third. Page moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Keough covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. White moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Armas who is chasing the ball. Paquette reaches third base with a triple. Patek scores. White scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyrone. McRae reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. It's 4-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Mayberry steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyrone. Otis reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanguilan moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing center field. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Bob Lacey now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Page hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Page reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyrone who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lacey, and towards Perez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Larry Murray. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory now playing center field. Tim Hosley now catching. Jeff Newman now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. McRae is hit by the pitch. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Hal McRae. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mallory settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.